yourself for the only talk radio show you'll want to turn up.
Crank this thing.
Sirius XM Pandora presents the place where your hard rock and metal voice can still be heard.
You bet your ass, baby.
Unfiltered, uncensored, say whatever you want.
Hit the record button. Anything can happen, you know?
I know that ain't nobody out there came to be mellow tonight, now did you? I say there ain't nobody. I say there ain't nobody not out there that even wants to be a little bit mellow, now is there? Anybody wants to get mellow, you can turn around and get the fuck out of here, all right?
This is the Trunk Nation Podcast with host A. Trunk.
Hey everybody, it's Eddie Trunk, and welcome to the Eddie Trunk Podcast. News-making interviews with the biggest names in rock each and every Thursday. We post new episodes. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing, and appreciate you checking out the podcast. And as I tell you guys every week, every interview you hear on the podcast originated on my SiriusXM radio show, Trunk Nation. You can check that out Monday through Friday live, 3 to 5 Eastern. Nightly re-airs midnight Eastern, all on Faction Talk, channel 103, or on the SiriusXM app. If you only listen to this podcast and you're in the U.S. or Canada and you're not listening every day on SiriusXM, you're getting just a tiny fraction of what I do on the radio each and every weekday. So be sure to come on board and join me. And hey, if you can't or you're not already joining me for the daily radio show and you'd like to sample it, good news, you can sample it totally free. All you got to do is go to SiriusXM.com/Eddie Trunk. 3 months free listening, radio, app, whatever. No credit card required. You got nothing to lose. Give it a shot and come on board with us. Don't forget, connect with me on social media at Eddie Trunk, X, Instagram, Facebook page. Check out my new YouTube show with my That Metal Show partners, Don Jameson and Jim Florentine. That rocks. There are new episodes up each week, about 20 of them up there for you to check out. Big interviews with big names and totally free to just click on and watch. Just search That Rocks on YouTube and check that out as well. And as far as upcoming appearances, October 13th, I will be in Tulsa hosting an acoustic show with John Karabi. That is a free show at the Graffiti Lounge. And before that, coming up the weekend of October 6th, I will be at Power Trip in Indio, California, and I will be doing a special radio show for my radio show, Trunk Nation, from backstage. I'll let you know details about when and where that will air once it is complete. But another reason to come on board and join me for the daily show on SiriusXM if you're in the U.S. or Canada. Like to bring you this interview with Paul Rodgers, one of the most legendary singers of all time. It's always an honor to visit with Paul. He's been on my show several times over the decades, both TV and radio, and obviously one of the great singers of all time who just released a fantastic new solo record. We talk about that with Paul Rodgers and a whole lot more. Here he is, the legendary Paul Rodgers on this week's Eddie Trunk Podcast. Paul, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Eddie?
Good, good. Congratulations, Midnight Rose. I've had a chance to get an advance listen to it. I've been listening to it. Phenomenal sounding record. Congrats.
Thank you very much. Do you have a favorite track?
You know, I do. On first listen, it was Photo Shooter. I really like Photo Shooter.
Awesome. Good for you. Oh, well, I like the story in that. You know, it's about a guy that you can put him in any situation, whether it's fashion, whether it's a war scene, whether it's a crime scene or whatever it is, the photo shooter will be there. Or girl, yeah. Actually.
Hearing your voice is immediately going to conjure up thoughts of Bad Company, Free, and all that great stuff. But there is just a vibe about that song, just in the way you sing it and just the feel of it, that I absolutely loved. Of course, Living It Up, which is out now, is also a great one. What was the origins of that?
Well, Living It Up was really my story. It's a long story of my 50 years in music told in about 3 minutes. And I wanted to say a big thank you to America for the music, for blues, soul, rock and roll, country and jazz that's gone throughout the world and given such a positive message to the world. And I just want to say thank you, and I'm living it up. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great track as well. Paul, this album, 25 years since your last solo record, why now? Well, how did you get inspired to do a new one, and why did it take so long between them?
Well, you know, I've been working live. I've been doing live shows, and I've been promising the fans a new album for all this time now. In a conversation with music conglomerate Primary Wave, who owns Sun Records, when they asked what I was doing, I replied that I was in the studio working on new tracks, and they said, well, Sun Records would be very interested in the new tracks, so give us a call when you get through. And I did, and it's out on Sun Records, which is great.
Yeah, that's very cool. Obviously a legendary, legendary label. So how long had you been, I know you've been busy with live stuff, but how long had you been working on this material in 25 years? Is there songs on here that were very newly written or things you had been sitting on for a while? What's the mix of material?
Well, it's a big mix. There are some brand new songs and there are some older songs that I've tried and tested. Like Take Love, for instance, I did that with Queen, which is a little bit way back now. And I still hadn't finished it. So I put it on this album and it's now the finished product. So there's new stuff and a mixture, really, of older stuff. What happened was when COVID hit, we were locked down and I was sitting at home for a while, like everyone was, I was sitting at home with an acoustic guitar. And I started to put together the songs that I had. And I thought, wow, I've got a few songs here. I should go in the studio with some guys I know and see what we cook up. And that's how it started.
That's interesting because, of course, many know that you sang in Queen for a bit and Take Love was originally intended for them. Did they ever record it?
We did do a recording of it, but I didn't want to use it on the album because I wanted to keep it for myself, to be honest. But we have some very fine musicians on it. We have Chuck Lavelle, Jimmy Mattingly, T. Scott from Bryan Adams. We have Leslie Page singing with me, and she's a beautiful singer, and a lot of great musicians.
Yeah, well, you've got great musicians throughout the track listing. As I scroll through, you've got a lot of different phenomenal players on here. Chuck Lavelle's on here, of course. Everybody knows about him and his credentials. Yeah. So tell me about, you know, did you pick the musicians you were going to have on this record or did you produce the record? Tell me about that because I know Bob Rock worked on this with you too, right?
Well, it was a very organic approach, actually. We put the bed tracks down in the studio around the corner from where I live with Ray Roper, Rick Fedick, Ray Roper on guitar and engineer, studio engineer, and Rick Fedick on drums and Todd Ronning on the bass and me singing. So we put the bed tracks down, and then my wife and Bob Rock started to produce it. We went over to Bryan Adams' studio in Vancouver, and we put the finishing touches to it there. We added some beautiful musicians.
Do you live in Canada now, Paul?
I do. I'm a Canadian citizen nowadays.
How long have you been there?
I've been since 1997.
Wow, I did not realize that. So are you in the Vancouver area or what area are you in?
We're about 4 hours east of Vancouver. So it's a really nice drive if you ever make it. In the Okanagan Valley, yeah.
What initially had you interested in moving and living in Canada all these years? What was the reason for the relocation there?
A woman.
Cynthia's there or
yeah, she'll say hello. Will you say hello?
Hi Eddie.
Hi Cynthia.
Your voice. Hi.
You too.
Last time we saw you, we did your show in LA and it was fantastic.
Yeah, when we had you on that metal show, that was awesome. Yeah, we appreciate that. That was a lot of fun. We're doing a new one on YouTube with those two guys, with Don and Jim. We've got to get you on there, Paul. It would be great to have you back on that with the three of us.
Let's do if it. You could are you in LA or where are you?
No, we just do it virtually.
Oh,
we just do it on Zoom.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Until
give us a couple of weeks, yeah.
Yeah, until we get a studio or if we get a show going again, like we're actually on TV. But now we're just doing it all from our remotely, and it's on YouTube right now. So we're just a way to reunite the old crew and have some fun on that front as well. So, yeah, we'd be honored to have you on there. I'll reach out to you about that.
Thank you. Well, it would be my honor. Our honor. Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks, Eddie.
For sure. So the lineup on here, yeah, you've got a lot of tremendous musicians. Sonically, it sounds great. And Bob Rock ended up mixing the record, right?
Yeah, well, Bob Rock produced with my wife, Cynthia, and Randy Staub actually did the mixing in
engineering. So, Eddie, we were about three quarters done, and we sent one track off for mastering, and the mastering affected the magic on the track. And I thought maybe after a year and a half, because we'd been in this process for a year and a half, I thought maybe my ears were going. So I called Randy Staub, who's a personal friend, and I said, Randy, I'm going to send you two tracks. Can you listen? And I want you to give me your opinion, adjudicate them. And he said, okay. So he called me back about 20 minutes later, and he said, yeah, one track's just warmer. And I said, thank you. And I said, look, we've got finishing touches to do. Can you help? And he said, let me call Bob Rock. So he called Bob, and he said, hey, Bob, I got a call from Cynthia Rogers, Paul's wife. And Bob went, yes, cut Randy off. Randy said, don't you want to know what he needs? And Randy said, no, I have been training my entire career to work with Paul Rogers. So he flew over from Hawaii and spent 5 days with us at Brian's studio in Vancouver, and we put all the finishing touches on. David Spiro brought in Chuck Lavelle, and Jimmy Mattingly was brought in by Ray Roper. Bob brought in Keith Scott and another guy by the name of Chris Jestrin, who is a keyboard player who's fantastic. He studied at the Berklee College of Music. Very, very top keyboard guy. And then we also had Johnny Sierra play a little bit of sax on Coming Home, and he's with Colin James. So it was really organic, the approach, and the people who came in to play. We didn't really intend on having people on the album. They just thought, ooh, I can hear this, and oh, this would be nice, and who would be the person? Very random.
Yeah, very organic indeed, yeah.
And then on Dance in the Sun, you've got on backing vocals, you've got, oh, I'm sorry, I misread that. So you've got Leslie Page on backing vocals, but she's worked with Ringo and Joe Walsh. I thought Ringo and Joe Walsh were actually on the record.
No, but I met her when Bad Company were touring with Joe Walsh, and she's such a great singer. She is such a great singer. It's almost really, it's on Take Love, isn't it, that she's, it's a duet that we're almost doing there. It's beautiful. Yeah, she added a great deal to the track.
And on that track, I noticed, and Dance in the Sun, in the credits, your grandchildren get a credit.
I know. Well, you know, we wanted a party atmosphere, party feel, but short of balloons, we thought a bit of laughter, a bit of childish laughter would be really good.
So they were recorded without their knowledge. I don't know if that's illegal. Child labor.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say, hope they don't come after you for royalties, Paul.
I tell you, man.
They get it all anyhow, so what's the point?
Yeah, true.
So it's a fantastic record, and anybody that is, you know, and there's so many that, of course, love your voice and your singing and your music over the decades, whether it's Free or Bad Company or the time you were with Queen. Anybody that's a Paul Rogers fan, I can't recommend the record more highly. Again, it's called Midnight Rose, and it's out a week from Friday. And there's a ton of great tracks on here that, you know, anybody that loves what you do is absolutely going to enjoy. Do you plan on being able to go out and play shows, Paul, in support of the solo record? Do you hope to be able to do that?
Well, I have no plans as yet.
Is that something that would change?
Vinyl.
What's that?
I have no plans to tour, but it will be out on CD and vinyl as well, which I'm very excited about.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. But so where are you at as far as playing live? Is Bad Company, what is the status of Bad Company now?
Well, there are no plans there, too.
So is the band done?
Well, I don't think so. I think there's still a lot of life there. We will see. We'll see. Give it time. I mean, I've really been focusing on making this album right now. So that's never say never.
Right. but you know how the business is these days. It's, you know, everything sort of hinges off of, you know, going out on the road and playing the stuff and, you know, playing the material and getting out there the way there's so much music in the marketplace. So usually, you know, to keep these things afloat, some sort of live shows or live appearances have to take place. Sounds like you're conflicted on whether you want to do that at this point.
Well, I'll think about it. How about that?
All right.
We might tape something acoustically for the fans.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Having to take it on the road and do the dog and pony show. So we're talking about that.
And Paul, you know, everybody talks about your voice, rightfully so. And it doesn't ever seem to. I mean, there's so many singers as they get older, they fall off. They don't, you know, they can't do what they once did. Nobody ever says that about you, whether it's live or on record. What is the key to maintaining like you have vocally?
I think the key is you use your voice, but you don't overuse it. And I like to gargle in a little salt water, a little warm salt water. I find that's very good for, you could use it yourself for any kind of sore throat and for clarity of voice. And I'm blessed, I must say. It's a God-given gift, and I'm thankful.
Have you ever had issues with it in your career?
Not really, I'll be honest. No, I've had sore throats, but no, I must say I've been very lucky.
And are you one of these guys, like, of all these great singers that I've had the pleasure of knowing or watching perform, they all have a process before they sing. Some of them do very extensive warm up, warm down. Some of them just go out and do it and that's it. And there's nothing else. Where do you land on that? Is there a big warm up, warm down, or are you just the type of guy that goes out and sings and that's it?
Ooh, I think you got to be careful. I do think you have to warm up. And you know, if I'm going on a big tour, for instance, I will warm up weeks before, getting more and more intense towards the first rehearsal. And in the first rehearsal, I'll step it up a bit, and then for the first show, I will step it up even further. And then the following day, you really feel it. So that's the time to kind of hum, you know, you know, like bluesy, like that, rather than. Like rev it up really hard, or like you would never like rev your car up if you got in it. Really, you wouldn't sit there and go raw, raw, raw. Not really, it's not good for the engine. You want to get the oils moving. And it's the same with the body, with the voice, and basically as well, I think you want to stay as fit as you can and eat good food, eat nourishing food.
Yeah, you know, once I was speaking to, it's interesting how diet plays a role, because I was once speaking to Geddy Lee from Rush about his voice. And on the last tour, I thought his voice came back a lot. And I had said to him, you know, your voice sounds better than it has in a while. And he said, yeah, I changed my diet. And I said, well, what do you mean? And he said, I think he said at the time he had gotten rid of eating dairy while they were on tour, it helped his voice tremendously. So there are these little things that people wouldn't know that can actually impact how you sing.
Yeah, these little things amount to big things, actually, because all that mucus that dairy does, you know, I'd probably get into trouble from the dairy industry, but dairy is not really good for the mucus in the throat and that sort of thing. You know, there are all kinds of alternative milks. There's oat milk, almond milk. There are so many on the market now, so you don't have to drink the dairy milk.
It's interesting. It's always fascinating to hear how, you know, the tricks of the trade that some of the singers do. Paul, so the album again is out a week from Friday, Midnight Rose. We'll see how you feel about live shows going forward. It sounds like that's a bit up in the air at this point. And do you have anything else coming down the pike we should keep an eye open for?
Not that I can think of. This is the most important thing in my life right now.
A non-dairy beverage.
maybe an endorsement deal for almond milk.
Oh, maybe they will. Yeah.
And Paul, let me ask you real quickly before I let you go. Speaking of Bad Company, how is Mick Ralphs doing these days? Are you in touch with him?
I am in touch, yeah. He's doing okay. Not too brilliantly, but he's still chipper. He's still very cheerful, still making jokes. Yeah,
Yeah, as it sounds, probably no. Mick had a very bad stroke that he hasn't been able to recover from. And we've tried to get him help, but we are not family, so our voice doesn't get heard. We were able to move him into a better facility, which is closer to his friends and his love, Susie, so that's good. And we talked to him, we sent him cards, we joke with him. Paul called him the other day and said, "So, you know, Mick, what do you see out your window? Do you see any birds?" And he goes, "Yeah, but none I fancy." So, you know, his spirits are good, but he is bedridden and has been for about 6 years now, coming up to 7 years this fall.
Yeah. So I'm sorry to hear that.
If the fans want to reach out via the internet to Mick, you know, through the Bad Company website, through the Paul Rogers website.
Yeah, tell him how much you love him.
And Mrs. Music, loves his music. Yeah,
I love him to pieces. I mean, all those guitar sounds that he got all over everywhere through Bad Company, all those great songs he wrote. I mean, you know, he got a different sound for whatever we were playing it, whether it was Electric Land or Silver Blue and Gold or the song Bad Company. You know, he always got the appropriate sound, which was always different, but every time it was unique, and you always knew straight away that's Mick Ralph's playing there. Yeah, he had a personality in his playing. Yeah.
Well, and the last thing, and it ties in with that, Paul, and I know this has nothing to do with you and you don't control this, but it absolutely makes me and so many other rock fans absolutely bonkers that Bad Company, Free, yourself have not been put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And when you've got a guy like Mick who is not in good health but is still with us, it's infuriating, and I go crazy about it on the radio on a routine basis. I know it bothers me. I know it bothers many of your fans, but does it bother you? Do you ever think about it, or is it sort of irrelevant to you?
Well, it doesn't affect my daily life. It doesn't affect what I do in any way at all. It's one of those things, but I remember years and years ago, Armand Erdogan, who was the head of Atlantic Records, said to me, "Paul, we were making this museum of rock and roll. Do you guys want to be part of it?" And I said, "What, a museum of rock and roll? What's it called?" He said, "Well, it's called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame." I said, "Well, I don't think rock and roll belongs in a museum." So it's my bad, you know, I guess. And he asked me a couple of times, and I kind of, like, refused, I guess, basically. So, you know, there you go. Onwards and upwards.
Yeah, but Ahmed is long gone, unfortunately, and I'm not going to get started. It just makes me crazy because it's absolutely absurd. It's beyond comprehension that you're not there, and I'm not going to stop yelling about it until you are, because it's disgusting, in my opinion.
It would be nice for the fans. I think the fans would love it.
Yes, and it should happen while Mick is still with us. He's not in good health. I mean, it's got to happen, and we're going to keep railing about it until it does. Whether you care about it or not, Paul, we're getting in there.
Well, look, thanks for your passion, Eddie. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Listen, it's great to talk to you, and Cynthia, it's great to talk to you as well. Check out Paul Rogers' first solo album in 25 years, Midnight Rose. It's out September 22nd, as Paul said, CD, vinyl, streaming, and if everybody goes out and buys a copy of it, maybe we'll get some live shows. We're going to cross our fingers on that, Paul.
Thank you very much, Eddie.
Great to talk
Eddie.
To you both.
Bye now.
You guys know where to get me if I can do anything. Thank you.
Bless.
Thank
God
you.
Bless. Cheers.
See ya. Bye-bye. Well, always great to talk to Paul. Check out that new record. It is out now, and Paul Rogers still in fine, fine voice after all these decades. Criminal. He's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but with the recent news of the ouster of Jan Wenner, maybe that's going to open up the door for artists like Bad Company and Paul Rogers somewhere in the near future. Thank you for listening to the Eddie Trunk Podcast. Again, please come on board for the radio show each and every day on Sirius XM. It's live daily, 3 to 5 Eastern on Faction Talk 103 or anytime on the Sirius XM app. And get that free trial subscription if you're not already a Sirius XM subscriber. Just go to SiriusXM.com/EddieTrunk. 3 months free. No credit card required. At Eddie Trunk on social media. You guys have yourselves a great week. Hope to catch you on the radio. Otherwise, back here next Thursday for another episode of the Eddie Trunk Podcast. Thanks for listening.